Then she ran it and coming to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of his fortune, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, number three said, and that other disciple, and came to his fortune. Four, so they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooping down and looking in, saw the clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then comes Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seen the linen clothes lie. As Diane was talking about this morning, all in my sermon, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place. That's it.
Yes.
Drop down to verse 11. But Mary, verse 11 says, stood without at the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked in the sepulchre, and see the two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. 13 says, and they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away the Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. 15 says, Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Seekest thou? Good God Almighty, that's some bad anything.
Yes, Lord.
But it's proper. That's King James Version. She, supposing him to be the governor, said unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto Mary, and she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said, touch not me, for I'm not ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I am ascended unto my Father and your Father and God and your God. That's what you may be saying. I didn't mean to read all the verses, but I had to read them because I wanted you to know that. Because some of you weren't going to be there. Amen. I know this. But you need to know about this. The first day of the week, Sunday morning. That's what I'm going to be talking about. Sunday morning. A Sunday morning is different than any morning of the week. Now, I know the Sabbath day is the last day of the week. But Sunday morning is the first day of the week. And so many people on Sunday mornings, they do not even want to work on that day. I'm talking about myself, I don't work on no Sunday. I can remember when Michael C. Charles Jackson, pastor of Pleasant Green Baptist Church, for about five times he asked me, maybe more than that, do you want to work at the paper mill? Now I'm talking about me. Even his boss had called me several times. And the first thing I said was, do we have to work on Sunday morning? He said, every other Sunday. Now don't take this the wrong way. He said, Diane, every other Sunday morning, you're going to have to come to the Alexander International paper mill to work. I said, well, every Sunday morning, I'm going to the church house, and I can't come to the International paper mill to your job. I got to go to the church. And so with that being said, I'm trying to say you something. On Sunday morning, that should be designated time for you to go and get filled up so you can deal with that devil. There's so many people are work on Sunday morning. You see, when you get a job, you need to be straight and say, look, boss, or whoever the manager, whatever, you know how the manager, they come and say, now you got to open your bill up and say, no. See, one thing about God, that you can. Amen. Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. See, Sunday morning is where you go and give God the glory for what he have done for you on Monday morning through Saturday morning. Can I get a witness? When he done blessed you to go to work. When he done blessed you to go to work, not only work, but to eat everything you want to do. And then you come into New Jerusalem or wherever you're going to church at, and you give back to God. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Giving your best service. That's right. And he'll understand me. By and by. Y'all never heard the bonus. I'm giving my best service. Because I know one of these old days.
What you saw?
Mary Magdalene here was a woman of the streets. Okay? And that's the kind of people Jesus hung around. He did not hang around those so-called people that was so righteous.
Come on now.
That died in every eye and crossed every T.
Come on.
He did not hang around those people that thought they were so much educated that they, you know, they were better than other folks.
That's right.
Jesus hung around the crackheads. Jesus hung around the dopeheads. Jesus hung around the alcoholics. Jesus hung around the gays and the lesbians and all these other folks that they didn't want to be.
That's right. Yes, he did.
Look in the text.
Uh-huh.
If you go to the 8th chapter of the book of Luke, you will find Jesus casted out 7 devils out of that woman named Mary Magdalene.
All right.
She was terrible, like you and I. And you need to thank God on this Easter Sunday morning. Thank God that he saved you from a pit called burning hell. And not only did he save you, but he even blessed you. You got a roof over your head. You got a little food in your ice box. You got some sense now that you don't know. You don't need to drink like you used to drink. You may still drink, but you ain't drinking that alcohol like you used to drink. And you ain't going to places where you used to go. You're going to new places. Thank him. Because if it had not been for the Lord, I still be where I'm at. I still be out there in the streets. I still be looking like a ghost. I still looking like my pockets meeting in the back. I don't know that I'm talking to somebody here. I know that the Lord saved me. And not only did he save me, he helped. My mom used to always wish you would, you know, coming up. Young children don't remember nothing. I'm just getting younger. I call it glimpse of it, but my mama used to always say, "Oh Lord, I need you to help me. Help me on my and sooner or later." Whatever them old folks was asking, Miss Amy,
they got it.
Yes, sir.
And they couldn't read their name in box car letters. They put an H down there.
Amen.
When they go to Tony store, when they go to Drew Bowen store, I don't know if y'all know about that, or Paul Drew store, Paul Drew, our cousin, and God bless his soul, and we be going to mom and say, "Go get me some hog head cheese, some bologna, and mayonnaise." And you know, that was about $3. That was a lot of money back then. And he'll charge us extra. Yes. You know, people that, you know, think they got a little more than you, they want to put their foot on your neck. Y'all don't know about that. Yeah. You know about that.
Yeah.
Think they got more than you.
Uh-huh.
I remember when we was on Warsaw Street, we had this come here, and they had the CQs. I don't know if y'all know them.
Yeah.
They had a brick house. We stayed across the street in the wooden house. You could see straight through the house. The front room, the middle room, and the kitchen, and the outhouse. And the hole would be in the front room, rats would be rocking. Whoop, 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 whoop. Sound like big old bulls coming down.
Don't let them get in the hole.
Don't let them go, no. That sound like the house tearing down. And a storm be about to come. They had the washing material down the street. Ms. Oz. Oh, I know what I'm talking about.
I ain't
gonna lie. I'm telling you how good God is. Somebody don't know how good God is. And when the storm Diane began to rage, Mama getting across to us, I'm going to put that back on us. And we sit down. And they closed the mirrors up. And the old house was green. It was lean to this side. It was lean back, Sister Carla. It was lean back. Y'all ain't here. good at that moment. Yes. See, when God has done something for you, you can't help but to praise the Lord. Yes. The old folks say, I can't hold my peace. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, standing with me when I was going through hell and high water, when I couldn't see my way, when I was almost about to lose my mind, God shut me and helped me along my way. You gonna sit down there and tell me God ain't good? Man, get out of my way. I don't need you to praise him. I'm gonna praise him all by myself. Because he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue be in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
My soul. Not your soul, but my soul.
Yeah, yeah.
Is anchored in the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I found King Jesus.
Yeah.
I was sinking in sin in 1990. I was sinking, going straight to hell, but God stepped in my midst.
Yeah.
And told me.
Yes, Lord.
I want, he didn't tell me to be a deacon either.
Yeah.
He said, I want you to preach my word. Yeah. I said, you don't want me, Lord. I gotta go sell my crack. Everybody don't know my crack? You go ahead, yank me.
Tell
me about this one.
Oh, yeah.
Shut your mouth.
We'll be there, Mama. Tell you like, see, oh, let me tell you something. The truth will set you free, but it also will get you healed, too, because people get mad with you when you're meddling in their own business. I'm not meddling nobody. I'm just up there telling you about the goodness of the Lord and where you have brought all of us.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Brought us all from a mighty long way. And you need to say, thank you, Lord, on this evening. I could have been dead. That could have been me out there on Broadway that got banned over by another car. What, the old drunk driver hit the girl car and kept on moving. Now you know that ain't nothing but the devil, but God is good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
I could have been in a psychic war smoking all of the weed and stuff. But he regulated my mind. He regulated my heart. I could be over there and I see you fighting for my life as just like somebody else, but because of the grace and mercy.
Thank you.
She was standing there because Jesus hadn't done something for her. She was full of them demons. Like some of us were. Like, I'm gonna use me like me, I was. Running from New Orleans to Atlanta, back to Chicago, everywhere else, but full of that old weed. But I had a praying mama, and I had a praying grandmama, and I want to thank
you.
For you here by your ancestors' prayers. Do you know that? Prayer will move a mountain out your way. Prayer will bring that lawful child back home. Prayer will make that sister brother act right. Prayer will move everything that's in. Now he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the
house.
Thou prepare the table for me in the presence of my enemy. God will make the enemy write you a check, and you don't know why they write. God will put a door where there ain't no door. God will move some things out of your way. All you got to do is get in the presence of him and say, here I am, Lord. Mary Magdalene was standing at the grave. See, when God has done something for you, you feel guilty, you want to give him something back. But he don't want nothing from your poor behind but to give him some praise. That's it. Now, I don't care who you are. You just poor, because ain't none of us in here got nothing. You think you got something? Close your eyes and see what you have. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. The Bible says it this way. You brought nothing into this world, and go read 1 Timothy 16, and certainly you ain't going to take it. That was your name. Go read 1 Timothy chapter 6. He'll tell you what you're going to do. Naked you came in, but we just put your clothes on and make them look good. But we came in this world naked. And then the doctor hit you on your little behind you.
My Lord.
Here come Mary Magdalene came. Early that morning.
Oh,
yes.
And she second to that the stone would be still rolled up against whatever he had. But when she looked, she got all nervous then. I don't know if she took a nerve pills with her, whatever, you know, Vicodin, whatever they kind of, but she was nervous then. And she said, now, wait a minute. I just saw them people like that and said, put that stone there. But now you mean to tell me it's the move from there to over there? Something wrong with this picture here.
Yes, Lord.
I could see Mary saying to herself, now, the first thing come to her mind was negative, like us. You know, when we get in situations, just like me yesterday, negative start hitting you. You know, the old devil know how to mess with your mind. Y'all remember the ghetto boy? I got my mind on my trigger. Y'all remember that, y'all? My mind's playing tricks on me. Y'all know what South Park is, don't you? Yeah, y'all know what it's at. Fifth Ward, third Ward, y'all know it. Ninth Ward, no, I don't know all that crazy over there. She was at the graveyard at that moment. I'm gonna let y'all go. And all I'm trying to do is lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Because he's been good to me. He saved my soul. He has washed me in the blood of the Lamb. And he using me to take time out for those that don't want to be bothered with those that don't want to be bothered with their own self. I know how to sit and talk with them, and I can give more than a dollar now because God has stepped in my finances a little bit, and God has gave me some nickels, so I got to give him back some more nickels. And I want to tell him thank you this morning for saving my soul. Thank you this morning for waking me up this morning. Thank you this morning for setting my feet on side. Thank you this morning for putting your word in my mind. Thank you this morning for who you are and made me out of what I am. As I look in the text, the Bible says, now watch this. It's in your text if you saw, if you look at it. I just read the text. How about the 11th and 12th verse? Matthew, Mark, Luke, they picture it as Jesus had been gone away. But John writes a little different from those other three writers. Now I'm going to twist you now. The Bible says in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it says, why you seek the living amongst the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Okay, but let's go to John, what we just read, and drop down to about the 12th, 13th verse. The Bible said she began, Mary Magdalene, to peep in there to tomb, and she saw two. Are you with me now?
Yeah.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is, Mark, Luke, and Matthew, they I ain't say they left out nothing, but their gospel is a little different from John's gospel. Because the Bible said when Jesus was in hell, he came back up from here. He said, I got to beat that woman Mary to the tomb to let her know that who I am. So he knew that she was going to come at that time of the morning to see about him, so he beat her there.
Y'all not there.
All I'm trying to say, you think God don't know what you're going through? Let me tell you something, baby. God is our own time God. He may not come when you want him to come. He might delay a little bit. That's why Isaiah 40 and I said, but they that wait upon the Lord. He knew that she was going to come. And so he had to be there before her. And the Bible said, look in your Bible, look at me. The Bible said there were two men, one at the head, one at the feet. Now that's a little bit different gospel from Matthew, Mark, and John. Are you getting it? So John said, he ain't going nowhere yet. He's still right there in the tomb. He just moved the tomb out the way so you could come in there and see that I am, that I am. Because you remember a few days ago when your brother got sick and you told me, and your sister said, Lord, if you'd have been.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't forget, you don't forget
nothing.
He don't forget nothing. Don't you forget that he forgot what you done last night. Don't you forget what you done a year ago that he can talk about? No. All you got to do is say, Lord, you remember me. And Lord, remember the sins I have done. And I'm going to confess them to you because I can't remember what I've done. But you will write it down in the book of life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
So the Bible said then the book's going to be open.
Yeah.
And went from books to book.
Yes, sir.
Go read Revelation chapter 20. It tell you that. It went from books to book. It went from plural to senior. That's English, ain't it? The Bible says, go back to the text. As Mary began to look in, and she had a conversation with those two men. And they said, why are you six to livings amongst the dead? Mary. And Mary couldn't catch on to who that voice was at first. And she thought that there was some gardener, you know, come around cleaning the graves, and you know, you gotta cut the grave, you know, and stuff like that. So she thought it was the gardener. But Jesus spoke in red and said, Mary, oh, she got that for now.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. He said, he that I hold in the palm of my hand, no man can come up.
Yes, sir.
He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I hear them. You know, that was one of his sheep, and she heard the voice of.
Yes, sir.
So what I'm trying to say, New Jerusalem, you, if you didn't hear the voice of the Lord telling you about your problem, you need to give a hallelujah praise and say thank.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Ain't God all right?
Yeah, thank you.
I said, ain't God all right? You. But early that morning to the evening, around the ninth hour, in the 17th verse of that chapter, she was talking to the Lord. But the Lord came through those doors after 3 o'clock that evening. The Bible says, Jesus had came in the room. The doors were shut. The doors were shut, and they were gathered together, and they were scared for safety. I don't know about you, but if you're scared for safety, all you got to do is say, Lord, you didn't give me a spirit of fear, but you gave me a spirit of sound mind. You gave me the voice of the Lord Jesus. I need you to help me to go through this storm. Ain't God all right? I said, ain't God all right? Tell me that evening Jesus came in. No calling. That's what he said. Touch me now, because I hadn't sent it to my father yet. But I want you to go and tell them boys to meet me in Galilee. Jesus began to breathe on them disciples and they received the Holy Ghost. And they received the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but when you got the Holy Ghost, when people talking about you, you will turn and love them anyway. When you got the Holy Ghost, you don't have to tell nobody that you is a Christian.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.